The massive investigation into last week's attacks continues to widen. German authorities are now looking for two men who may have helped plan the hijackings. U.S. officials continue to say Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda organization are the prime suspects, but the White House will not reveal the evidence that has led them to that conclusion. We have more on the investigation from NPR's Ted Clark.
Authorities continue to hold 80 people who might know something about the plot. Today, according to the Associated Press, federal prosecutors said they had charged the man with trying to fly into Chicago with an illegal passport and airline uniforms on the day of the hijacking attacks. He was flying aboard a German airliner on September 11th when it was grounded in Toronto as a result of the attacks. Reflecting concern that some members of last week's hijacking conspiracy might still be at large, the FBI has warned law enforcement organizations to be on guard for possible further attacks in the next few days. Banks around the country are searching their records for any transactions by 21 people named by the FBI, including the 19 alleged hijackers and two others who have not been identified. And authorities continue to analyze information about the doomed flights themselves. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the plane that crashed into the Pentagon was indeed headed toward the White House first, despite news reports that the Pentagon was its primary target. Today, Fleischer repeated that bin Laden and al-Qaeda are believed responsible for last week's attacks, but he refused to share evidence that has led the administration to that conclusion.
The challenge that the government always faces when you ask a question like that, provide the proof, is the means of providing the proof provides valuable information to those who are the objects of any potential action. They would like nothing better than to be able to hide where they are hiding and have the United States reveal what we know and how we know it, which will make it easier for them to hide and will make it easier for them to carry out further actions if we report our sources and our methods for how we obtain information. We're just not going to do that.
Germany has issued arrest warrants for two men who may have known three of the alleged hijackers while they lived in that country and may have helped to plan the attack. And late today in Britain, police arrested three men and a woman in connection with the attack, according to wire services. Their homes are being searched. Further signs of international cooperation in the investigation and the retaliation that might follow came after Secretary of State Colin Powell met with Chinese Foreign Minister Tang Jiaxuan at the State Department today. Powell was asked how China could help.
It has influence in that region. It has knowledge and information. It has intelligence that might be of help to us. And our counterterrorism experts will be getting together next week to explore every way in which the two sides can cooperate.
News organizations around the country have reported several developments in the investigation. According to the New York Times, law enforcement authorities are looking for an older man who may have played an organizing role in the terrorist attacks. Witnesses in two states reported seeing a man with salt and pepper hair visiting hijacked suspects prior to the attack. No further description of the man is available. And USA Today reports that the hijackers apparently practiced the attack for months prior to executing it by repeatedly riding the flights they later hijacked, counting passenger loads, learning the patterns of the crew, and testing airline security. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.